I didn't actually talk a whole lot about demand management and carbon-free, nuclear-free. I feel I should have talked more about it, but since I certainly have, demand management can mean a lot of different things. So it can mean like what I do with my contract with my electric utility. I allow them at most a dozen times a year to turn off my air conditioner for a couple of hours a day on the hottest days. So that's actually curtailment of service. However, there are lots of ways of demand management in an intelligent grid, and that's why I said today we can do it. 30 years ago, I don't think it would have been possible. Today, you can build a refrigerator that can talk to the utility. Do you care when the defrost cycle in your freezer is operating? You don't. You don't know when it happens. I don't know when it happens, and I don't care when it happens. If I set a dishwasher to operate now, unless I'm having a party and want to override the dishwasher from operating when there's plenty of wind, I don't care when the dishwasher operates or the clothes washing machine operates. You can have an intelligent grid without any curtailment of service at reasonable cost. Do we have it today? No. Today, the total amount of communication between consumers and producers, as represented by our on-off switches, and